ועוד יש לומר, furthermore we can say, says the נתיבות שלום, the עיקר מורו של יעקב היה, that Yaakov's fear was primarily שידע מה שגזר הקדוש ברוך הוא לאברהם, because he knew what God had decreed on his grandfather Avram. ידו התדע. No, you should certainly know. כי גר יהיה זרחה בארץ לא להם. That your offsprings will be sojourners in a land that is not theirs. Va'avadum, and they will work for them there. Ve'inu otam, and they will torture them there. U'mize lo nityare. And that wasn't what he was scared of. Ki yesh li'Yisrael et hakoach laset kol hatzarot. Because the Jewish people have strength to carry all the different afflictions that can be placed upon them. Ach ka'asher shama shehem yordim le'Mitzrayim. But now when he heard that they're going down to Egypt, shehi ha'aretz elea yiglu, that is the land they will be exiled to, az nityare biyoter. Then he was very scared. Ki Mitzrayim halohi ervat ha'aretz. For Egypt is the disgrace of the land. Mekom avi avot atuma, the place that is the source of all defilement. Ve'hapachad gadol meod shelo yishke'u legamre bezuamat Mitzrayim ve'tumata ki rabba. And his fear was very great that they shouldn't drown in the defilement of Egypt. For Egypt's tuma, Egypt's defilement is great. Ve'af sheyada, and even though he knew migzerat hagalut, that there had been a decree that they should be exiled, achaya savur, but he always thought ki iglu le'eretz acheret, that they'll just exile to another land. Ve'lo tiyer le'atzmo, and he didn't imagine to himself galut shekazo, an exile that would be like this. Ve'zeu ma'idichtiv, and that's why the pasuk says, Al tira mereda mitzrayma. Don't be scared from going down to Egypt. Davka, specifically to Egypt, because that was the source of his fear. Ve'al zot amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why God reassured him. God told him, Anochi yered imecha mitzrayma. I will go down with you to Egypt. God was stressing the fact that it was to Egypt. Hashchina tered imahem letoch Mitzrayim. God was promising him that his Shechina will go down with them to Egypt. Ve'or doche choshech. And light pushes away the darkness. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'olam eino ozev et Yisrael le'nafsham. God permanently does not let the Jews fend for themselves. God never leaves them alone. Shebechol makom shegalu Yisrael, for wherever the Jews are exiled, Shechina imahem, the Shechina is with them, afilu b'Mitzrayim, even in Egypt. Ukmo shamru Chazal, and like Chazal teaches us in the Medrash Rabbah, shelo haya echad mehem parutz ba'arayot, that not a single Jew became rampant in adulterous or illicit relationships. Af sharei klipat Mitzrayim hi arayot, even though they're entering Egypt, and the Egyptians were rampant in illicit relationships, כמו שנקראת ערוות הארץ, that's why Egypt is called the disgrace of the land, בכל זאת, לא היה אחד מהם פרוץ בעריות. Nonetheless, Chazal testified that there wasn't a single Jew who breached this fence of illicit relationships. כי השכינה הייתה שם עמהם, because the Shechina was there with them. Vezeu, and that is what Hashem told Yaakov, Anochi yered imecha mitzrayma, I will go down with you to Egypt, ve'anochi a'alcha gam alo, and I will come back up with you, ve'yosef yashit yado aleinecha, and Yosef will place his hand on your eyes, shezeu mikocho shel Yosef, that this, the concept that the Shechina is going down with them, stems from the strength of Yosef, shetiher sham, that Yosef purified Egypt, ve'orid et ha'kedusha letoch Mitzrayim, and when Yosef stood up to his test, he changed the air of Egypt. He was able to bring down holiness to Egypt. Ve'hine, and behold, k'mo sheyesh galut ha'klal, just like there is the concept of the klal, the general people going into exile, Kach yesh galut haprat. By the same token, there is a concept of galut for the individual. The individual is in exile. כדאיתא מהבעל שם טוב זכותו יגן עלינו, like the Baal Shem Tov told us, בעניין קרובה אל נפשי גאלה, with regard to the pasuk that David HaMelech says, come close to my soul, redeem it. Individual. David HaMelech says, קרובה אל נפשי, come to me, Hashem. וכמו שאנו מבקשים, and just as we request, שתרחמני עוד בגלותי, לגאלני ולעורר ליבי לאהבתך. Please have mercy on me in my own exile to redeem me and arouse my heart to your love. I guess this is a Hasidish prayer. I don't know where he's taking this from. Ve'inyan bechol makom shegalu Yisrael shechina imahim. And this concept that wherever the Jewish people were in exile, the Shechina was with them, shayach gam begalut haprat. This applies to the exile of the individual as well. Ve'et sheyehudi margish atzmo bebchinat olech hashechim. When a Jew feels himself walking in darkness, ve'en nogalo, and he feels like there's no light shining on him, ya'amin, he has to believe, she'anochi yored imecha mitzrayima, that Hashem promises, I'll go down with you to Mitzrayim, and here we could apply what he said earlier. What does it mean, Mitzrayima? Mitzrayima doesn't mean the geographic location of Mitzrayim, but Mitzrayimah comes from the word matzor. I will come down with you to your state of duress. Shakadosh Baruch Hu nimtza tamid, that Hashem is always im Yehudi, with the Jew, afilu b'matzav agarua biyoter, even in the worst situation. And to that Hashem promises, ve'anochi and I, a'alcha gamalo, will make you rise. I will come up with you. I will be elevated and elevated with you.